Hello, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. This is Christina, your host today, and today is a KSM podcast Growing Business Online with Christina. It's a new episode, and I would like to share with you and say that I'm so happy to have my special guest speaker today, Mr. Mike Bagg. Mike, welcome to the new episode of KSM Podcast, and tell me if I pronounce your surname quite well.
Thank you, Christina, for that intro. And yeah, it's pronounced like it's spelled beg, BEGG. So like the word beg, it's just they added an extra one on there. I don't know
Very,
why.
very short, you know.
Yeah.
And Mike, I'm super, as I said, I'm so happy to have you today. And we met online. And would you like to share with us who you are, what you do, where are you
Of course.
based? And I will continue our questions today to share such an amazing story about you as entrepreneur. And Mike is entrepreneur and digital marketing expert, but just I forgot to share that with you. But
No,
Mike
it's
is
all
going to
good.
talk
Yeah. Of
about you.
course. So about myself, I'm currently the CEO of AMZ Advisors. What our agency does is we help brands sell more product online, mainly on the Amazon platform, but we also do work on Walmart, Mercado Libre, and some other e-commerce platforms. Myself, I'm originally from Connecticut in the United States. I grew up there, went to school in New York. I currently live in Mexico, in Guadalajara, Mexico, which is where my wife is from, where we have a lot of our employees as well. And I've been here for about 6 years. So it's been a long journey to get here. It started with school, going into consulting, working at Deloitte after that, then real estate development, actually. And that's where I saw e-commerce happening because I saw Amazon buying old retail spaces, old malls, and it didn't make sense to me because Amazon was the online retailer, and that's kind of how I learned that you could sell products online. And it started with ebooks, then retail arbitrage, then finally importing products from China. Until we got to the point where we realized most big brands on Amazon don't know what they're doing, and that is how AMZ Advisors came about.
And that's fantastic. And you know, from some kind of younger people, you know, from millennials or something like that, you know, it's fantastic what you do. And did you ever work in some kind of corporate
I did, yes.
organization and companies?
I did. I worked in two corporate organizations and I enjoyed them to differing degrees. Out of college, I started working at Deloitte, which is a very big corporation. Was working in consulting and I learned a lot, but honestly, like it was miserable working in consulting. Working for Deloitte was also pretty miserable. So after about 2 years, I got tired of that. I realized I wanted to change my focus into real estate a little bit more. So I actually started taking classes while I was at Deloitte in real estate finance and ended up switching over to Sears, which was another corporate entity, but this time on the real estate side. So something I was more interested in. What I did from there was I helped create a REIT, a real estate investment trust. We spun off $2.5 billion in real estate. From there, I went into real estate development within Sears, managing some of the old stores we had and trying to redevelop them into more valuable properties. And I loved that job. It was awesome. It was a really fun experience. I just kind of realized that I still needed something for myself. I don't deal with authority well. So that's kind of what led me into the entrepreneur route.
You know, Mike, and I think that you had a lot of experience working in two corporations, like as you mentioned,
Yeah.
Deloitte, yeah. And yeah, it's such a big company, and very with a lot of tradition, I mean. And yeah, so you had chance to learn a lot, and as you said, and you moved to. And what triggers you? You know, the point of our KSM podcast Growing Business Online is just to our speakers and my speakers to share their stories, what triggered them, and also it's a question for you, what triggered you to start your own business journey? Because from my experience with my previous and many guests in the podcast, they're all all many of them and all of you in some way worked for a corporate industry in their background. And then once they realized that they wanted to have such a more freedom to move in their business journey. And this is a point for audience just to listen and your amazing story. Maybe they will have idea to start their own business in some way.
Well, I think there were a couple different things that triggered it. One was the realization that the consulting industry in general, Deloitte, PwC, EY, like all those types of companies, it's very upward mobile if you actually move laterally first. So worst case scenario, I was like, you know, if everything fails, I can go back to working in consulting and I can get a job even higher than what I was doing earlier at a higher level than what I was doing earlier because I had my own experience. That was one thing that kind of was like the safety net in the back of my mind. But the decision that really triggered me into getting into e-commerce was working at Sears. Sears is no longer a company. They've gone bankrupt. They don't exist anymore. And back in this was 2013, 2014, the company was already struggling. And part of what I did when I came on was spinning off the $2.5 billion in real estate was to raise cash for the company. And along with that job came the unfortunate responsibility of having to close stores. So I was traveling around the country looking at Kmart and Walmart and Sears stores that we would need to close to either redevelop or to sell off or whatever it would be. And it made me realize that there's no such thing as a secure job. Essentially, any company can run into problems and it's going to affect everybody. So that was one thing that I had a realization of. And the other one was, do I trust other people's decision making more than my own? And when you're working for a corporation or you're working for any other company, that's essentially what you're saying is, I trust this person to make the right decisions. I trust these leaders to make the right decisions. And I was at a point where I saw what was going on in the company. I thought they were making decisions that weren't the best. And I kind of just made the jump from there. I was like, well, I trust myself to make better decisions. So let me try something. It just happened to be that I went into e-commerce, but I would have found something no matter what. Because I was at the point where I needed to kind of try to do something on my own.
Yes, and finally you started, and when did you start with your journey and your consulting part in your own business, on your
Yeah,
business
we.
journey and your company, finally to as a founder of that company.
I started selling products online in 2014. That's kind of where the initial journey started. By the end of 2015, we kind of had the idea for the agency. We started it shortly after that, shortly after the end of 2015. And we've been running it since 2016. And since then, I still remember the day. It was, I think, June 20th, 2016 was the day that I had decided that I can do this full time. You know, the first 6 months of the year, we were just working with a couple clients, trying to make money, trying to prove the concept. And once we had actually proved the concept, when I say we, I mean myself, my two partners, it was kind of like, all right, let's make the plunge. Let's see what happens. And that's exactly what we did. We quit our full-time jobs, went and worked on the agency full-time, and we've been growing it ever since. And it's been almost what, 8 years, 8.5 years at this point. So it's been a very long journey.
And congratulations on such on your decision to start here, and congratulations on all those kind of 8 years business journey for your own for yourself, just as entrepreneur and as a private business, how I can say. And what are the most products in terms to selling them online? And I suppose that you work internationally, or
We do.
in online world, and no boundaries, no barriers, I mean, for the market, or you have specific market with maybe can you share with us something like that? Maybe
Course.
there's going to be some of listeners who maybe wants to start their online business like e-commerce or something like that. Just
Yeah.
maybe it's going to be helpful to them to know how to
Of
do it,
course.
or just to have idea.
Of course. And when it comes to selling online, I mean, there's almost any type of product you can sell on the Amazon platform. I, in particular, am a big fan of products that are consumables. So supplements, food products, pet products, baby products, things that customers are going to continue to come back and buy. The reason being that it's a lot easier to acquire a customer when you can calculate what the customer lifetime value is. For example, let's say that it costs me $10 to acquire a customer, and my product only costs $10. So I'm losing money on that first customer acquisition. Now, if the customer comes back to me and spends another $30, now my profit margin or my margin on that is essentially the customer lifetime value net customer acquisition cost is about 75%. So that's a really good return on the actual initial customer acquisition. So that's why I really like those types of products. I mean, you can sell anything, but they're much easier to manage when you know that you can make recurring money over time. The great thing for us and for being an e-commerce seller in general is when you have platforms like Amazon, like Walmart, like Mercado Libre, they are across different markets. So I have an entire team in Europe that's working on the UK, German, French, Italian, and Spanish marketplaces, and that's what they manage. My team here in Mexico and Latin America, we manage the US, Canada, and Mexico. So, like, there are a variety of different countries to go into. There's no necessity to start a brand in the US or start a product in the US. You could potentially start one in any country where you see an opportunity. And I think that's the important thing is once you start making progress or get out there and test something in any marketplace and see that success, you have almost unlimited opportunities to expand to other marketplaces, other countries, even build your own D2C website or figure out how to sell through social media. And there's a variety of different ways to reach customers, which is the exciting thing.
This is fantastic, you know. And in terms of in products, you don't have to have them in physical part or just to, you know, like you know, there's something like popular drop shipping or something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm not too much familiar with that. I heard about it, but I'm not too much. I don't have knowledge about drop shipping. I know something that you don't need to have like a physical product. You can just sell it or resell it, or just maybe that or all those markets. How is in how works for you in terms of selling in online space, all those kind of articles, food
Oh,
and
cool.
what
Yeah.
for people who need that.
There's a variety of different ways to sell online. I mentioned one of them earlier. It's called retail arbitrage. It's essentially buying something cheaper on one place, selling it on another place. Drop shipping is something similar. You're getting an order, you're buying the product, and you're sending it to the end consumer. That might involve having an agreement with a distributor or a wholesaler, or even having your own factory in China. That's a very common way that people do it. I think those are good, and there's some people that can be very successful in them. I mean, there's plenty of people that make more than six figures doing retail arbitrage and more than six figures doing drop shipping. I just think that those opportunities are going to continue to be arbitraged away as prices in general kind of come together. And I'm trying to think of the best way to explain this. But for example, on Amazon price matches every other platform. So if you are selling on Amazon and you're selling on five other platforms and you are cheaper on another platform, Amazon's essentially going to suppress your listing because you are cheaper on another platform. So because of these rules, it makes it harder and harder to take advantage of these arbitrage opportunities on the major platforms. So for me, I'm a big fan of working with people that are actually building a brand, actually investing in inventory, investing in product development, investing in their marketing, and really trying to build something for the long term, which is going to have residual value. So when you build a drop shipping business or you're doing retail arbitrage, it's just a cash business. Like, you're never going to be able to sell that business because it 100% relies on you running it. And when you're building a brand, you're building something that exists outside of yourself. So you can create a brand, you can build the product, you can have a team managing it and get it to the point where it's profitable enough to actually turn around and sell it. And that's where you actually start seeing the equity multiples come in and where you can get more value in the long term. So for me, if I'm someone looking to go down the journey of getting into e-commerce and selling products online, I would focus much more on building a brand than trying to find a shortcut opportunity like retail arbitrage, like drop shipping. It might be something that you can make money to get started, but it's not something I would try to do in the long term.
Yeah. And this is, and as you said, if you work with brands who wanted to, in terms to maybe who wanted to start building their brand as a consultant or advisor, however, you can, as you mentioned, that you can sell that business. Is that
Exactly.
correct? Then
Yeah.
in terms to compare with the, let's say, you know, arbitrage, retails, and drop shipping. So that's interesting because I like to repeat it because of our listeners who will just and this story, this podcast today is very interesting because it's very educational, because with questions, and you can share with us something which I my guest speakers, you are one of them in terms of e-commerce. So, you know, there are many coaches here who are guest speakers, but yeah, today is very specific, your as in terms of your business. And in when you wanted to spread the word and about your business, and when you wanted to do, who do you mostly work with? Do you have specific niche for your business, or just because of this podcast, maybe someone wanted to, when people wanted to connect, I will share all information here below this podcast. Audio video is going to be on Apple and Spotify. Also, it's going to be video, and I will share all your contact details
Okay. Awesome. So yeah, I
below
think
this
there's a few different
episode.
ways we go about this. So there's obviously working with us on the managed service side. That's essentially where we handle all of your marketing, all of your SEO optimization, the strategy, everything that is related to the marketplaces we're working on. The companies that we work with, though, on that side are typically already doing more than $1 million a year in online sales. So someone looking to start up, maybe looking more for some consulting or some fractional e-commerce work, it's an additional service that I offer on the side, but that is it really depends on the stage of the journey. Like a consulting arrangement might be just having monthly phone calls and just talking about how things are going or giving advice on how things should be working. A fractional arrangement is more helping you actually build the operations of the business with a certain number of hours per month. So those would be for companies that are kind of under that $1 million mark already, but we still have a way to work with them.
That's really awesome. I mean, and what I wanted to ask you also is about you. I know, as I mentioned, you're entrepreneur and digital marketing expert. And can you share with us about how do you? I'm digital marketing coaches, but everything what I do is organically as a podcast creator, as a digital marketing coach, as speaker. But can you share with us your area of expertise, because digital marketing is such a huge place, it's such a huge topic, you know, and
Yeah.
industry. So there are different approaches to digital marketing, but in your case, in e-commerce, can you share with us what is your main focus in terms to do it in your company and with your clients in terms of digital marketing?
They're actually incredibly different. So with our clients, we focus on two main areas, one being paid ads and the other being affiliate marketing. The idea being that we want to get as many people in front of the products as possible to actually purchase the product. So that is more of a B2C model, is like, how do we get a brand to sell more products? Well, affiliates are a great way to do that. Paid ads are a great way to do that. And that's the two main services we offer to our clients. When it comes to how we market the business, we focus a lot on inbound. So we do that through content marketing. SEO is a big factor for us. Social media content, webinars, podcasts like this. We produce a lot of content. Every month we do 2 to 3 webinars. I do probably 8 to 10 podcasts. We also put out about 15 to 20 blog posts and another 30 or so social media posts. So that's really where we focus on is the content marketing piece. And it works when you start investing in the long term. I mean, we built a website from 0 to 60,000 unique monthly visitors. We've taken our webinar from less than 20 signups to over 250 to 300 signups per webinar. So it's really about putting value out there through your content. And that's the best way to kind of market your business, especially in the B2B space, to other companies that are looking for your service.
Oh, this is fantastic, you know. And as I said, or Everything what I do is organically and much more by, referral marketing, networking, word of mouth, and SEO. But this is different type of your business is totally different type of business. And it's new for me, to be honest, in terms to in e-commerce and what you do. And do you have something to share? I asked you many questions today, but do you have something to specifically to share with our audience, maybe to just to who do you work? You mentioned who do you work with, maybe, or you have specific
Yeah.
maybe new market if you wanted to develop, or just have specific industry maybe for some people who wanted to start new brand, what would be in that way, and maybe and I'm inviting your listeners to connect with Mike if you wanted to start new brand or something like that, so he can help you a lot.
Yeah, I would say that the main recommendations I would make to people that are looking to get started or looking to build a new brand is that it's going to be, if you're going to do this, you're in for the long term. It's not a short term way, and you're not going to see results overnight. There are going to be a ton of setbacks along the way, but the main goal is you've got to be making progress on what you're doing. And I think to be satisfied with that versus the short term results, you really have to be building a brand that you believe in, something that you're very passionate about. Generally, those types of brands come from people who are enthusiasts for whatever the niche is. There are people that have been practicing a sport or an activity for years and see something in that niche that needs something. So being very passionate, I think, is key. Being ready to play the long term on it versus the short term is another key. And just trying to learn as much as possible, consuming content, consuming courses, any way you can learn is going to be the best way that you're going to set yourself up for success in the long term.
And also, I think that most of people, entrepreneur who quit off like a corporate job or some for some graduate students or whoever, and however, sometimes they need a mentor,
Yeah,
they
as
need a
well.
coach. And do you do some kind of mentorship like with new brand or something like that as advisor?
Yeah, no, it's something I do, and it's very exciting to me. I mean, it started as a volunteer project, coaching entrepreneurs at Yale. I'm from Connecticut, as I mentioned, so I worked pretty closely with Yale on their entrepreneur program. But yeah, I do that outside of my normal work as well, trying to help brands figure out how to position themselves within the market, build their marketing systems out, and potentially improve or set up the initial operations that they need to get started.
And also, I think that we all had some kind of students on university, someone who helped us, especially our professors or older colleagues,
Yeah.
to and we were in that position. I think, am I right? Just that we were in that position, that someone mentoring us, that we will be now where we are now, as you are
For sure.
in your company and what you do. How listeners can connect with you, and can you share with
Sure.
us, your social media? I know. So what is your platform, and how people, how inter listeners can connect with you or ask them question, or just build business or connect, collaborate with you?
Okay. Well, the best way to get in touch with me is at my email directly, mike@amzadvisors.com. If you're looking for help on the e-commerce side and working with a managed service, you can reach out to us at amzadvisors.com. If you're looking more for some consulting work or some mentorship, kind of like Christina mentioned, you can check out my personal website. It's mikebeg.me, and you can get in touch with me on any of those platforms.
Oh, this is fantastic, and my I have to say that I'm so excited today, just to asking you many questions, and I always the main point of this podcast is to encourage entrepreneurs to start a business, listening stories of different guest speakers, you know. And Mike, you're just brilliant today because I really learned a lot from you, and I think that is going to be very beneficial for our listeners to share to learn from you in some way, you know. As you mentioned mentorship, as you mentioned that you're in Mexico and cover all this US and America's market, and you work in Europe. And maybe do you wanted to you have specific new market where you wanted to work with, maybe, or some as idea before we ramp up our call? Maybe there is going to be a call for some listeners or people to join you, maybe on if they live in that country, in those countries, or just some way, you know, to.
Yeah, so we're constantly working on new projects, constantly looking for new opportunities. A big area that we are focused on as a company is Latin America. Like I said, I live here in Mexico. I have businesses here in Mexico, but there's other countries here. Brazil, Colombia, and Argentina all present interesting opportunities. And we have a lot of our eyes focused on these different marketplaces, trying to figure out how we can potentially find opportunities within those. So always glad to speak with anyone in any of those marketplaces that are interested in starting new businesses, trying something new, or becoming an entrepreneur themselves.
And I think that you know that everyone who wanted to start business need to have some self-confidence, to have experience. Or there are people who started business and they say, okay, I started my business, but in that time and I didn't know where to go, you know. But I'm always just don't be shy, try. You never know how it's going to be. Because if you
That's
don't
true.
through time, if we just never give up, just try and move forward and follow your passion and follow your ideas and your creation and visualization, whatever, you know,
Exactly.
this is really fantastic. Yeah.
Completely agree.
Yeah, Mike, you know, if you have something to share to the end with us, just to encourage our listeners, finally, you mentioned them if they have business idea to move, but before we say goodbye to each other, you know, you can share with us whatever you want to share to the end of this episode today.
No, I appreciate that, Christine. I just want to say thank you to you for having me on here. I appreciate it. And to all your listeners, I would just say if you are going down the road of entrepreneurship, just know that is not an easy road. It takes a lot of discipline, it takes a lot of patience, and that's the main thing is if you don't wait long enough, sometimes you don't see the results. So, that's the last thing I would leave your audience with.
Thank you so much, Mike. And you know, just don't give up, move forward and think just on long term to have your business. Thank you so much, Mike. You shared amazing story, very valued, and I will see you very soon in our next
Thank
in
you,
our
Christina. I
new
appreciate that.
podcast. Thank you so much and have a fantastic day, and regards to Mexico City, to
I
Mexico.
will.
Thank
I
you.
will. Thank
Thank
you.
you. Thank
Goodbye.
you so much. Goodbye.